My name is Brandon Hobson, and I'm the author of Where the Dead Sit Talking, one of the novels selected for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club's 2019 Fall Read. Where the Dead Sit Talking is about a 15-year-old Cherokee boy named Sequoia who is placed in foster care. Literally and figuratively scarred by his mother's years of substance abuse, he keeps mostly to himself, living with his emotions pressed deep below the surface, at least until he meets 17-year-old Rosemary, who is a troubled artist also living with his family. They bond over their shared Native American background and tumultuous path through the foster care system. But as Sequoia's feeling toward Rosemary deep, and the precariousness of their lives and the scars of their path threaten to undo them both. I think that they rely a lot on each other, and the foster care system is failing them, particularly by placing them in a non-native foster home. And so Sequoia and Rosemary rely a lot on each other. But he's also really, because it's a coming-of-age story, he's really struggling with understanding his own obsessions with her, his own obsessions with the way he dresses, the way she dresses, and his identity as a Native American. I wanted to tell a coming-of-age Native American story about a boy placed in foster care system who has trouble with understanding his feelings, understanding his gender, questioning his gender, and also feeling very, very obsessive about people and about things. I think that particularly with Sequoia, he's a little bit dangerous. He's very obsessive. But he finds the fact that Rosemary is also Native very comforting. And they don't have that community in that foster home. They're out in a very rural setting in Oklahoma. And so they sort of struggle to find that community that they need. Well, the Indian Child Welfare Act allows for Native foster children to be placed with Native families. However, there are some instances, at least in Oklahoma, I don't know that I can speak to other states, but there are some instances where contractually non-Native foster homes can take in Native foster children, right? And then there's a big argument as to whether that's beneficial or not, but there's a lack of good foster families out there. We hear it in the news about bad foster families all the time, but you know, and there's always a strong need for good foster families and often a shortage of them, which is why kids are often placed in youth shelters because they can't find a good foster home for them. Or once they're in the foster home, they generally get kicked out due to behavior problems, those kinds of things. Well, I grew up in Oklahoma and lived there my whole life. I live in New Mexico now, but I've been a member of the Cherokee Nation tribe in Oklahoma my whole life. And I was also a social worker in Oklahoma before I went on and got a PhD. And so I worked with a lot of foster kids, Native and non-Native. And I wanted to write the story about a Native teen set in Oklahoma. This has been Brandon Hobson, author of Where the Dead Sit Talking, one of the novels selected for HPPR Radio Readers Book Club 2019 Fall Read. Thank you for listening, and please learn more at our HPPR Radio Readers Facebook page or find us online at hppr.org on the features menu.